The Arizona Diamondbacks went into this offseason coming off a surprisingly successful 85-win season with really only one coaching need to fill, looking for a new pitching coach. And they filled it over the weekend with Matt Hergis. And joining us right now on the Burns and Gambo Show, on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, the newest member of the Diamondbacks coaching staff, Matt Hergis, who joins us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Matt, I'm Dave. This is Gambo. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on for a few. We appreciate it.
Gentlemen, I got to be honest, being a Valley resident, this is big time for me now. It's my first time. It's I'm a little awestruck.
Wow. Being on with us, you're awestruck?
That's right. Hey, if you listen to sports radio, this is where you want to be. So I appreciate having me.
God, all right, I hope you know what? If the bullpen ERA is 7.50, we'll give you a pass. I'm teasing. We don't give anybody a pass. But congratulations on people may not realize this. You were here for a cup of coffee, in I think like 2005.
Yes.
You just a brief stint with the Diamondbacks. Not that you're familiar with the team, but congratulations on getting this job.
Thank you. Yeah, back in 05, that was that cup of coffee was about as sour as you can get, too. So, truthfully, I'm surprised that they even considered me for this job after the job I did for them in 05.
Somebody must have erased the tape of the four home runs you gave up in 8 innings.
Oh, look
you
at
had
you.
To do it. You
had to go look up Matt's baseball reference page, didn't
what?
You? You just had to look it up to see how he did with the Diamondbacks.
He had a long career in the major leagues. What made you want to become a pitching coach when your playing days were over?
It was funny. My last year playing was in 2010 and I was 40 years old and I stunk. And the Kansas City Royals asked me to go to AAA. I didn't make the team out of spring. And Dayton Moore said, listen, there's some guys we got coming up. They're going to be pretty good. We'd love for you to go down and kind of be a mentor. And that season is when that clicked for me. And I thought, you know what, when I'm done, this is definitely something I want to do. Not that I was a coach. Doug Henry was our pitching coach, and he was incredible. I learned a lot from him. But I just kind of started that different relationship with my teammates, and that kind of really kind of got the juices flowing to be a coach.
Well, I mean, that's fantastic because, usually a lot of guys, you had a long career. You played for a long time. But a lot of guys get done. They don't know what they want to do. They're not sure what they want to do. So knowing that you wanted to stick around the game, not be an announcer or a broadcaster, but get into the coaching aspect of it and still be around the team, traveling, all of that stuff, that's pretty fantastic. Because, again, a lot of people don't know what they want to do when it comes to an end.
No, I was fortunate to be able to kind of finish that on my own terms. A lot of times, you're still trying to hunt a job and try to hold on. But I knew I stunk and I knew I was done. And it was an easy transition. Obviously now, my wife and kids had to be on board, which, they didn't know any different. I mean, I met my wife when I was playing. So it's what she knew. And now it hasn't been easy. It hasn't been easy, but they've been incredible throughout. And the fact that, I can be home now is incredible. And my wife has got a little renewed vibrance in her life. Honestly, it's been the last, 5-6 days have been incredible. We look at each other like, there's no way this just happened.
I didn't mean to cut you off. My apologies.
We're thrilled to death.
Yeah, Matt Hergis, pitching coach for the Arizona Diamondbacks, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Spent the last 2 years as the bullpen coach for the Giants. Tell me how this went down. You reached out to Torrey and said, I'm interested in being a pitching coach if you're interested in talking to me. Is that a Cliff Notes version of how this worked?
Yeah, the Giants are in a transition stage. Bruce Bochy retires. They need to find a new manager. That's going to be not an easy thing to do. So Farhan Zaidi, the GM in San Fran, was gracious enough to say, listen, this is going to take a while. I can't promise you anything. I like what you do, but the new manager we bring in might have certain demands. So if you want to shop. And then next thing I heard that the Diamondbacks had that position available. So I definitely texted Torres and listened to him. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm kind of in limbo like all the other coaches in San Fran, but I will tell you that I am interested in working with you. And that's kind of how it started.
I'm looking at a headline from a story before the position was filled. The Diamondbacks need a pitching coach. How cutting edge should that person be? Close quote. How cutting edge are you, Matt?
Well, you know, I will say this. I don't think anybody knows all of this stuff down pat. I think there's so much new information coming that's come and that is coming that it's almost impossible to have a grip on all of it perfectly. So if someone says, listen, I got it all, I'll handle this, I'd be leery. I will say this. Thankfully, being with the Dodgers for 7 years, they're kind of there with the cutting edge organization with all this stuff. So I learned it on the fly. Gabe Kaplan was my farm director. And he said, listen, this stuff's coming. Learn it. Be get your hands dirty with this stuff because it's coming. And I'm grateful that he kind of forced my hand on that.
And we're talking about technology. We're talking about cameras. Yeah. We're talking about analytics. We're talking about super, super, super slow-mo type of – I mean, the cutting-edge type stuff that teams are now using to analyze their pitchers, right?
Right. And this day and age, these athletes, these baseball players, I mean, they want what's going to help them. They want what's going to help them be good. And this stuff is – I will say the stuff that comes and stays does just that. Now, the trick is being the conduit from the analytics, from the technology, deciphering it and giving it to the player, and knowing who to give it to and how to give it to them. I think that's the big thing, and ultimately that kind of comes down to relationship. My case said it today in one of our PD meetings. We're still dealing with humans, okay? And that's not going to change. The robots aren't going to play baseball. It's going to be human beings. So ultimately, that side of it, if you can understand as much as possible the technology and the analytics, yet still have a relationship with these players, and even the police players are changing. You're talking about, I don't know, everybody talks about the millennials, but they're different now than they were when I was coming up as a rookie. Like, I had Mike Fetters, who was one of the best mentors in the world. As a rookie, I had him in L.A., and thank goodness he gets to to work together here. He's the bullpen coach, and honestly, the relationship part of it is it's vital, but so is everything else. So it's basically putting it all together and giving it to the player, knowing how to give it to him, when to give it to him. Things like that. I think that's the trick.
By the way, 11-plus innings in playoff baseball, never gave up a run. Matt Hergis.
He's really
forget
deep.
About Steven really, Strasburg.
They were mop-up innings.
Yeah, way.
He's really taking a deep dive into your baseball card.
Pissed that you guys lost to the Red Sox in that World Series. But leave me with this. How familiar are you with some of the Diamondbacks pitchers, and who are you looking forward to working with?
Well, the last thing I want to do is name guys and not name others. So I will say this. I'm getting to know them more than just being in the other dugout across the field. One of my missions right now is, before we can get this off-season rolling, really, is to get together with guys, fly to certain cities where they are. I got to get to know them, and ultimately they got to get to know me, because ultimately here's the deal. If we don't have any relationship, there won't be any trust. And if there's no trust, they will have no interest in what I have to say. Okay. So I think that's probably the most important thing, is hitting the road. There's certain guys like Robbie Ray who live here, Taiwan Walker lives here. There's Merrill Kelly. There's guys that live here. Will make it easier. But I do got to get on the road and see some of these guys and ultimately get to know them, because again, if there's no relationship, shoot, I could have the best information out there. They're not going to give a crap.
Well, Matt, great conversation. Listen, we're around the ballpark a lot. If you need to take a selfie with me and Burnsy for your collection, man, we just feel free. No shell shock or anything. We're normal guys. Just come right
just
up to us.
Come up and introduce yourself to us. It's all
right.
Good.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Well, I call home and tell everybody that I was on the Burns and Gambo show. Got it.
Yeah,
made it.
You made it. You're big time now. Thanks, Matt. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Anytime.
Matt.